You're listening to Inside Out. Inside Out with Tim Gilligan is a podcast providing weekly biblical insight to encourage you on your walk with God. What you do day by day takes you to your future. And most of the time, the greatest fruit in your life is cultivated through the small, spiritual disciplines you exercise on a consistent basis. This podcast is meant to help you live a life that is happy, stable, fruitful, and blessed. And now, let's get ready for Pastor Tim. Enjoy today's episode.
Hello and welcome to Inside Out. And we are talking about serving God, that we are actually saved to serve, that Christianity shows up in serving. It is, if you will, the outgrowth. It's the fruit of the goodness of God. And that's what motivates us. That is the impetus. That is the catalyst. God has been so good to me, and he has actually created and recreated me, reworked in me, so that I can serve him and be a blessing. We are saved to serve. Yes, we have saved from sin and the penalty of sin and saved from hell. He saves us, and he fixes us up so he can use us. Ephesians 2:10 in the Amplified Bible says, "For we are his workmanship, his own masterwork, a work of art created in Christ Jesus, reborn from above, spiritually transformed, renewed, ready to be used for good works, which God prepared for us beforehand." And those good works, that doesn't result in our salvation. It is the result of salvation. Again, we've been forgiven much, so we love much. And that loving much really is the headline there, is gratitude. And we know from Scripture that love serves. The depth of our awareness of how good and kind and merciful God is, has been to us and is to us, that evokes in us a depth of love and gratitude in you toward God that results in you serving him. In 1 Samuel 12:24, it says, "You must honor the Lord and truly serve him with all your heart. Remember the wonderful things he did for you." And again, it's that depth of awareness and gratitude toward God that motivates us to serve and to serve him with all of our heart, because we remember the wonderful things that he did and does for us. Let me talk for a few moments about several subtopics here. Important to have a servant's heart. Have a servant's heart. In Romans 15:1-3, in the Message paraphrase, it says, "Those of us who are strong and able in the faith need to step in and lend a hand to those who falter, and not just do what is most convenient for us." Here's the line right here. "Strength is for service, not status." Again, strength is for service, not status. Each one of us needs to look after the good of the people around us, asking ourselves, "How can I help?" That's exactly what Jesus did. He didn't make it easy for himself by avoiding people's troubles, but waded right in and helped out. My goodness, that is so good and so complete. So the heart of a servant is, where do you need me? How can I help? Even in menial tasks, even in crisis and messes and everything else, where do you need me? How can I help? That's the heart of a servant. Not, "Well, you know, I'm so gifted and so talented and so experienced, and I must only operate precisely in my purpose." That's arrogant and unattractive. Heart of a servant, just like Jesus, wade right in and help out. Where do you need me? How can I help? That's the heart of a servant. And I'm going to tell you, that's going to cause a lot of joy to rise up in you as well. Also, use your gifts. You have talents, and you have gifts, and you have abilities, and you have resources. And God gave you all of those, the talents, the gifts, the abilities, the resources. Use those. 1 Peter 4:10 says, "God has given each of you a gift from his great variety of spiritual gifts. Use them well to serve one another." What are we talking about? Your gifts. that God has given you. Use them well to serve one another. What are your gifts? What are your talents? What are your abilities? Come on, let's think about this for a moment. What are you good at? What do you have a knack at that just kind of comes easy to you? Or people comment, you know, you're really good at that. What is it? You know, we have the gifts that are listed in Scripture, always only a partial list, but there's leadership, there's mercy, administration, you know, it's organization, getting people and things together, moving forward, gift of giving. I know people that God has prospered and continues to prosper them in their business and how they handle business and finances, and it puts them in a position that they literally have a gift to give, and they make such a difference to a church, to a ministry, to a cause, because they know their purpose is giving. It's their gift. Others have the gift of serving, although all of us are to serve. Some people, I'm telling you, I'm thinking of several people right now, they just have that gift, that motivation. Some people are gifted in encouraging others. Some are great at listening. Some are not great at listening. Some people are, they just have a gift, a knack to fix things. Some people are problem solvers. Some are great at cooking. God bless you. Some are great at baking. God bless you. Some are just great at praying. Oh my goodness, thank you, God, for people that pray for us. Some people have a smile. Did you know if you have a great smile, you know, it lights up other people. We've noticed people before, Alicia and I, it's just their smile helps you. And it's one of the most contagious things, a smile. What about music? Are you gifted in music or cheering people up? Do you have skills? What is your trade? What is your training? What is your experience? What is your education? Use those things to serve God. And all of it comes down to this too. The joy is in serving. Matthew 25:21, his Lord said to him, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord." There is joy in serving. And the joy of the Lord is our strength. And this kind of joy and the resulting strength cannot be found anywhere else. Even if you love your job, you know, serving is different than that. And there's a built-in joy in serving that you can't find anywhere else. It's not in your job. It's not in your hobby. It's not in anything else that you would do. It is a built-in reward. It is deposited and placed there by God. And you gain this joy and strength by serving. And so it makes your soul healthy. It keeps your soul humble as you serve others. And as you serve others, you're going to think less about yourself. And that's going to make you more joyful and less worried. So if you are, let's just consider this. If you are low in strength and joy right now, or you have no joy or strength right now, I would dare say you need to serve. Well, I'm going through a tough time, or I'm just kind of down right now. Yes, and the antidote for that, the prescription for that would be that you serve. Well, where do I serve? You can serve anywhere. You can hold the door for somebody at a store. Everywhere there's an opportunity. At home, you can find ways that you can serve. At work, do some things. Help your coworkers in different ways. You can run errands for people. Church, and I've talked about this before, church is ready-made. It's just ready-made for you to start serving and learn to serve. And it's where you can already dive into something that's fruitful. You can receive training. It's so rewarding. It is so efficient. And I just want to encourage you to serve. Serve at church. And when and where you do serve make sure you serve with gladness. Psalm 100 verse 2 says, serve the Lord with gladness. Be glad to serve and serve with gladness. I'll say it again. Be glad to serve and serve with gladness. Deuteronomy 28 verse 47 and 48 says, because you did not serve the Lord your God with joy and gladness of heart for the abundance of everything, therefore you shall serve your enemies whom the Lord will send against you in hunger and thirst and nakedness and in need of everything. Oh, wow. Well, make sure that you are glad to serve and serve him with gladness. And when we serve, so often it looks like we're serving people, but ultimately we are serving God. So again, be glad to serve and serve with gladness. Your manner, your disposition, your energy, the quality of work you do. And remember, with so many things, it's not just what we do, it's how we do it. So make sure your serving is infused with gladness. And there's a cycle that takes place then. You serve with gladness, and then there's joy and reward in serving. And that joy and reward is strength. And so continue then out of that gladness that comes from serving, serve with gladness, and the cycle continues on and on. Well, God bless you. Go find some ways to serve God today. There's opportunities everywhere, and you'll be so glad. You'll be truly glad. So serve him with gladness and watch gladness rise in your life. God bless you. Thank you for joining me for Inside Out, and we will see you the next time.
Thanks for joining us today on this episode of Inside Out. If this content has been helpful to you, it would mean a lot if you'd leave a review or share this with others on social media. For more teachings and resources, you can visit Meadowbrook Church online at mbcocala.com. And if you have any questions for the podcast, you can send an email to podcast@mbcocala.org. That's all for today. We'll see you next time right here on Inside Out with Tim Gilligan.